And now, boys and girls, let us listen to an exciting adventure called Riverboat Mission.
Through the course of events in American history, many great names emerged as heroes and molders of our future. But behind these names and events were countless others who also played their parts. There was one such unsung hero in the War of 1812. We shall call him Hector Heathcote. Traffic on the Mississippi River was at a standstill. Strong British forces had established a foothold along the lower basin, and the Americans, lacking ammunition, were hard put to defend themselves.
Heathcote, the general wishes to see you on important business.
Oh boy, business!
Heathcote, they tell me you're a riverman.
Yes, sir. I just fell in.
Do you know this river?
Yes, sir. This is the Mississippi River. MISSISSIPPI. 2,560 miles long. Flowing south from Minnesota to...
Brilliant. Now here's our problem. Our forces here, facing the British, are short of ammunition. We must get a supply through. I'm sure you understand the gravity of the situation.
Oh, yes, sir. Gravity, G-R-A-V-I-T-Y, invented by Sir Isaac Newton, 1682, and...
Will you undertake the job?
That'll be 50 cents an hour, plus time and a half for overtime, and then there's sick leave and vacation pay and barge charges. But for my country, I'll do it for nothing.
Good lad. Good lad. Isn't he a splendid fellow? Good lad. Now remember, you'll be carrying dangerous explosives. Don't drop any.
Don't worry, sir. I'm very careful.
I tripped.
But don't you worry, sir.
Didn't see the tent pull. Didn't see the tent flap.
Well, so long, General, sir.
Didn't see the tent pegs.
One man against the turbulent Mississippi. The powerful British. One man.
You mean we're all depending on him?
You're getting the message.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
And so the heroic mission of Hector Heathcote began.
I'll get the supplies there. Yes, sir. I know this river like a book.
At this point, boys and girls, I must tell you that the trip down the river was not an easy one, for there were huge rocks jutting out of the water, and poor Heathcote had a desperate time trying to avoid hitting them. For if he had, with all those explosives aboard, well, you know what might have happened. Every once in a while, Heathcote just couldn't help himself, and his barge would strike one of the huge rocks a glancing blow, and the barrels of gunpowder would go flying up into the air and come crashing down onto the barge. And at one point on the river, Hector's boat suddenly came to a waterfall, and out of control, the barge dropped to the bottom of the fall with the dangerous barrels of explosives crashing down on Hector and the boat once more. But through it all, Hector's luck was with him. They didn't explode. Finally, after many narrow escapes from disaster, his barge came within telescope distance of the British stockade. And sure enough, the enemy was quick to spot it.
Enemy supply craft approaching, Major. Open fire!
Suddenly, all of the cannons and rifles behind the British stockade were now shooting directly at Hector Heathcote and his boat. And Heathcote had a busy time of it, leaping and ducking to avoid getting hit. One bomb landed right on top of a barrel of gunpowder, but Hector saw it just in time and quickly grabbed the smoking bomb and dumped it into the water. Then, as he started to paddle his boat as fast as he could, another of the enemy's bombs hit the rear of the boat, shot part of it away, and split open one of the barrels of gunpowder. As the powder began to pour out, a flying spark ignited it, and it flared up with such force that Hector's boat was jet-propelled wildly around the river, completely out of control. with the speed of a modern rocket. It jumped up on the shore and crashed right into the British stockade. Well, when the British major saw this happening, he shouted, "Charge! Charge!" But no matter what the British soldiers did, Heathcote's jet-propelled boat continued to crash into them and knock over their cannons and guns. Yes, the British were completely confused. Finally, the major of the British stockade was forced to give up, and it was Hector Heathcote who delivered him to the American stockade, where the American general accepted his surrender. Mission accomplished, our modest hero quietly took his leave.
Another general gained a place in the pages of history. But behind all victories stand the Hector Heathcotes, the real heroes, unknown and unsung.
UNSUNG.
Brilliant.